From the news desk, I'm Catherine Smybert. Pope Benedict XVI received a crowd of tens of thousands in the Paul VI Audience Hall this morning for his first audience of the new year.
Dear brothers and sisters,
the Holy Father announced his wish to continue his joyful reflection on the birth of our Redeemer. He also warned us faithful not to be indifferent to the importance of the truth of Christ's presence in our daily lives.
Gazing upon the helpless infant in the crib, along St. Mary and Joseph, we share their sense of wonder at God's infinite goodness and gratuitous love.
The Pope says that in the sending of Jesus, his Son, God shows the abundance of his almighty love. He adds that growing in the knowledge of this will assist the spiritual climate of Christmas for all of us.
In the words of St. John's first letter, we love because he first loved us. Jesus has pitched his tent among us and revealed to us the true face of the Father, drawing us ever more deeply into the mystery of his kingdom. Sadly, the light of Christ is not always accepted. In our own days, there are many who reject him or reduce him to a mere teacher of wisdom, stripped of his divinity. But Jesus is truly God and truly man, tirelessly proclaiming the gospel to all people and challenging us to open our hearts to him. To all who received him, he gave power to become children of God.
So Pope Benedict challenges us faithful as our New Year's resolution to open up to Christ's call in our lives.
What is our response to him? Let us follow the example of so many holy men and women throughout the history of the Church who have welcomed Emmanuel into their lives, becoming beacons of light and hope. At the start of this new year, let us once more open our hearts and minds to him, so as to spread the joy of discipleship to souls around us.
At the conclusion of the audience, the Holy Father imparted his blessing upon the crowd.
May the peace of the newborn King fill our hearts, making you his witnesses in the world. And may God bless you abundantly throughout the year 2007. God bless you.